Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for Osimo.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, March 19th. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when this and all of our other content goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, so you can get updates to these sim results as we get closer to lock. And finally, let me know in the comments section who are your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. We're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Jordan Poole, Larry Nance, Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, and Ja Morant on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites, my top five plays for today? It is time to find out. First up at number five, we're going to point guard, and we're paying up a bit for Luka Doncic. He's 10,700, and you kind of know what you're getting here. Projected for 58, the goal's 59.5. I think he's in the optimal lineup 17% of the time. We're talking about 1.6 fantasy points per minute, 36 minutes, 35% usage, 30, 10, 8.5. It's a great projection. He's taking on a Portland team. It's a slight pace down spot, but I could certainly see Luka getting into a bit of a back and forth with Dame. I love this spot. I think we could see a ton of scoring. The Mavs are going to be without Dorian Finney-Smith, no James Johnson, no Willie Cauley-Stein. Not that Luka Doncic needs his minutes to be firmed up, but it's just more bodies that aren't going to be out there. Luka's going to be gunning. I love it. No problem here whatsoever. I think he looks like a fantastic payup option today. Next up at number four, a play that's very different than Luka Doncic. Small forward eligible Kent Bazemore. He's 3,400, projected for about 23 fantasy points. The goal is 34, and he's in the optimal lineup 18% of the time. I gave him 26 minutes. Warriors are going to be without Steph Curry and Kelly Oubre. I'm not really confident in Bazemore's minutes. Last time these guys were out, he did play 30, so we'll see where we end up there. But at 26 minutes, 0.86 fantasy points per minute, he looks like a nice value at 3,400. 11 points, 4.5 boards, almost 2 assists, 2 stocks. That's really the big spot you're looking for Bazemore. You're going to need some peripheral stats. They're taking on Memphis. It is a hair of a pace-up spot. They gain an additional possession. Memphis' defense is fine, but really, you're playing Bazemore because you think that he can get the minutes, and he's priced minimally with two major starters. Actually, 3.5 major starters. Well, 3 major starters. Wiseman's out. Eric Paschal is out, but clearly, you know, he plays from time to time. Curry, Oubre, big starters. So many minutes to go around for Golden State. So right now, Bazemore is one of the guys that I'm looking at. We'll touch on another in a bit. More value to come. Number three, point guard, shooting guard eligible, Chasen Randall. And I need to stop right here and just say this. There's like 4 guys questionable on the Magic. Terrence Ross, Aaron Gordon, James Ennis, Michael Carter-Williams. I have no idea if Randall is going to be viable. If he's the starting point guard, he's viable. If he's the backup point guard Michael Carter-Williams is in, you're probably not playing him. Let's just put that there. For right now, I don't know what to do, so I'm treating it like it's yesterday. I've got Randall starting, playing 29 minutes, 3,400, projected for 21. The goal's 34. He'll end up in the optimal 18% of the time. It's not very good. 0.73 fantasy points per minute. We're talking 10 points, 4 assists, about 3 boards. It is, however, a pace-up spot against Brooklyn. Brooklyn's defense is whatever, but it doesn't really help when Orlando doesn't really have a ton of NBA talent. It's a minutes play at a minimal salary and with multi-position eligibility, which certainly helps. We will see where this one ends up. He just happens to be here right now. Don't get too married to Chasen Randall being my number three. At number two, we're heading back to Golden State. Shooting guard, small forward, eligible Andrew Wiggins. He's 6K, projected for 34. The goal is 43. He ends up in the optimal lineup 20% of the time. Now, I think he gets the biggest benefit on the Warriors with no Curry, with no Oubre. I gave him 34 minutes at about a fantasy point per minute rate, 27% usage, 21 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, a steal, and a block. Taking on Memphis, it's about pace neutral. They do gain that extra possession. I just think that Wiggins gains the most here. He's going to take every shot that he could possibly take. And the big benefit, shooting guard and small forward eligibility on a 10-gamer. You can put him at guard, forward, utility, shooting guard, and small forward. 5 of the 8 spots. You guys know how I love it. That's enough to get Wiggins to 2. Who will be number 1, though? Is it one of his teammates? Spoiler alert, it's one of his teammates. But before we announce which teammate that is, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Type in twitter.com into whatever web browser you choose to use. Follow at Josh Engelman. That would be me. It's the only place you're going to get the updates to my sim results as we get closer to lock. And then head on back to this video. Underneath the video, there's a comment section. Let me know in the comments who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders on today's slate. And don't take the cop-out answer of Jason Randall being your least favorite. Give me the real goods. Finally, the number one contender today, and it's not particularly close. Nico Mannion, point guard eligible, 3,200, projected for 27. The goal is 33. He's in the optimal lineup 44% of the time. Now, this one could change at least a little bit. Really depends on what the starting lineup's going to look like, but I expect Mannion to pick up the Steph Curry starting point guard minutes. I gave him 28. I'm projecting him for about 0.95 fantasy points per minute. He's been a 0.91 guy as of late. We're talking 13 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and maybe a steal. Same matchup against Memphis that we've already touched on. I just think the Mannion is going to be the guy that gets the biggest boost, and at $3,200, you can't really pass up on a starting point guard, particularly for the Golden State Warriors. Now, Michael Mulder could see more minutes. Jordan Poole can see more minutes. They can go. Brad Wanamaker could be the guy that gets the benefit here. There's going to be a lot of value coming out of Golden State with Curry and Oubre and Wiseman and Pascal out. When we get more information on this game, my data will get a little bit tighter and a little bit cleaner. But right now, if we're projecting Nico Mannion to play increased minutes, anything north of 24 and he's going to be a nice value play on DK. At 28, he's the best value play and it's not even close. I don't even think it's crazy to project him for 30 today, and that would push him into a different stratosphere. But either way, Nico Mannion, the number one contender on today's slate. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, March 19th. We've made it through the work week. I couldn't be happier. That's it for contenders for the rest of the week. We'll be back again on Monday with another edition of the contenders. Go watch the process show. Go watch the strategy show. I'm on that today with Greg Ehrenberg. No live before lock, though. So good luck tonight, everybody. Enjoy your weekend. I'll see you again Monday morning.